Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth, and I'll be your reader today. Today is the 9th of March and the 29th of Adar on the Hebrew calendar. Shabbat Shalom. Today is also Shabbat, and it is a special Shabbat called Shabbat Shekalim, which means the Sabbath of Shekels. Today in history, Shabbat Shekalim, this special Sabbath of Shekels, is the Sabbath that falls on or before the first of Adar, or in a leap year like this year before the first of Adar too. It adds a special reading from Exodus chapter 30 verses 11 through 16 to remind the men of Israel to contribute half a shekel for the upkeep of the temple in time for Passover. In temple times, like we read in Matthew chapter 17 verses 24 through 27, this collection of funds was gathered during this time of year. Our parashah today is the last portion from Vayechel, which means he assembled, and we will be reading from the Torah in Exodus chapter 38, verses 1 through 20, as well as that special portion regarding the Sabbath of Shekels, Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 through 16. However, as always, let us take a moment before we begin reading to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are You, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives us the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So beginning in Exodus 38, verse 1. He then made the altar for burnt offering from acacia wood. It was square, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. He also made the horns on the 4 corners from 1 piece and overlaid it with bronze. Then he made all the utensils for the altar, the pots and the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the fire pans. He made all the utensils from bronze. He also made a bronze grating net for the altar. Under the ledge around it, reaching halfway up, he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the bronze grating to be holders for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. Then he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar to carry it. And he made it hollow out of boards. He made the basin and the base from bronze with mirrors for the women who serve at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then he made the courtyard. For the south side, the hangings of the courtyard were finely twisted linen, 100 cubits long. There were 20 pillars and 20 bronze bases. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. Likewise, for the north side, 100 cubits long, with 20 bronze pillars and bases, and the hooks for the pillars and their bands were silver. For the west side, the hangings were 50 cubits, with 10 pillars and their 10 bases, as well as the hooks for the pillars and their silver bands. Likewise, for the east side, 50 cubits long, the hangings for one side of the gate were 15 cubits, with three pillars and their bases. Similarly, for the other side, on either side of the gate of the courtyard were hangings of 15 cubits, with their three pillars and three bases. All the hangings of the courtyard all around were finely twisted linen. The bases for the pillars were bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. The overlaying of their capitals were silver. And all the pillars of the courtyard were ringed with silver. The curtain for the gate of the courtyard was the work of a color weaver of blue, purple, scarlet, and finely twisted linen. It was 20 cubits long and 5 cubits high, like the hangings of the courtyard. Their four pillars and four bases were bronze. Their hooks, along with the overlaying of their capitals and their bands, were silver. All the pegs of the tabernacle and the courtyard all around were bronze. Our next portion in the Torah is going to also come from Exodus. It's our special reading to go along with Shabbat Shekalim, or the Sabbath of Shekels. And it is in chapter 30. We're going to read verses 11 through 16. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "When you tally the sum of Bnei Israel by numbering them, then every man must pay a ransom for his soul to the Lord when you count them, so that no plague will fall on them. Everyone among them who crosses over must give half a shekel according to the sanctuary shekel, which is 20 gerahs, half a shekel as an offering to the Lord. Everyone who crosses over among them who is counted, from 20 years old and upward, is to give the offering to the Lord. The rich are not to give more, and the poor are not to give less than half shekel. When they present the offering of the Lord to make atonement for your souls, you are to take the atonement money from Bnei Israel and give it for the service of the tent of meeting, so that it may be a memorial for Bnei Israel before the Lord to make atonement for your souls." And this concludes our readings in the Torah today. Our next portion is going to come from the Haftarah, and we're going to read in 2 Kings chapter 12, verses 1 through 16. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. Jehoash began his reign in the 7th year of Jehu, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. Now Jehoash did what was right in the Lord's eyes all his days, just as Jehoiada the Cohen instructed him. The high places, however, were not taken away. The people were still sacrificing and burning incense on the high places. Then Jehoash said to the Kohanim, "All the money of the sacred donations brought to the house of the Lord, the money in exchange for each person's valuation, as well as all the money that anyone's heart prompts him to bring to the house of the Lord, let the Kohanim receive it, each from one of the treasurers, so they may repair the damage to the house wherever any damage is found." But by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the Kohanim still had not repaired the damage to the house. Then King Jehoash summoned Jehoiada, the Cohen, and the other Kohanim, and said to them, "Why are you not repairing the damage to the house? Now, therefore, take no more money from your treasurers, but hand it over for the damage to the house." The Kohanim agreed that they would take no more money from the people, nor would they repair the damage of the house. But Jehoiada, the Cohen, took a chest, bored a hole in its lid, and placed it beside the altar on the right side as one entered the house of the Lord. The priestly guards of the threshold deposited there all the money that was brought to the house of the Lord. Whenever they saw that there was a large amount of money in the chest, the royal scribe and the Kohen Gadol would come up, put the money in bags, and count the money that was found in the house of the Lord. Then they would give the money that was weighed out into the hands of those who did the work, who had been overseeing the house of the Lord. They in turn would pay it out to the carpenters and the builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to the masons and the stone cutters, and for buying timber and cut stone to repair the damage to the Lord's house, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. But there were no silver cups, snuffers, bowls, trumpets, and no vessels of gold or vessels of silver made for the house of the Lord from the money brought to the house of the Lord. For they gave it to those that did the work, and with it they repaired the house of the Lord. They did not check on the men to whom they gave the money to pay the workers, for they dealt faithfully. And this concludes our readings in the Haftarah today. Finally, our last portion today is going to come from the apostles. We're going to read from Matthew chapter 17. And we're going to read verses 24 through 27. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Your teacher pays the temple tax, doesn't he?" "Yes," Peter said. Now when Peter came into the house, Yeshua spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? The kings of the earth, from whom do they collect tolls or tax? From their sons or from strangers?" After Peter said, "From strangers," Yeshua said to him, "Then the sons are free. But so that we do not offend them, go to the sea and throw out a hook and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you'll find a coin. Take that and give it to them for me and you." That, friends, concludes our readings today. I'm Sarah Ruth, reading from the Appalachian Mountains of Georgia in the USA. This is Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shabbat Shalom. Until next time.